All right, let's be honest. We've all either done it or know somebody who has. The day before an extreme weather event hits, you one of those people bouncing around like a three-cushion bank shell looking for the supplies, emergency needs, the last minute? Yeah, didn't work out that well for you, did it? Proper preparation for storms or extreme temperature can help you avoid a lot of discomfort, cost, annoyances, and even risks to your health and well-being. The next guest is a veteran meteorologist who has reported firsthand on extreme weather events. She's also written a book that will help you avoid the worst that could happen in bad weather events. She's here with some tips today. Her book is Extreme Weather, A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods, Hurricanes, Heat Waves, Snowstorms, Tsunamis, and Other Natural Disasters. Her on-air career includes stops in Boston, New York, as well as CNN in Atlanta. Bonnie Schneider.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Chris. I appreciate it. I'm from the New York area. I grew up on Long Island, so I know the kind of extreme weather that you get up there.
And, well, a lot of cases, too, Bonnie. I mean, let's take Superstorm Sandy and how far inland that hit. A lot of cases, people get the, well, something that can't happen here attitude, and when it does happen, they're stuck in a real bad place, aren't they?
Superstorm Sandy in 2012 was a real wake-up call for everyone in New Jersey and New York that thought, we don't get hurricanes or storms like that. The flooding was tremendous. And, you know, in case there's an event like this, there's a one of the things you want to do, because the cleanup, I know for Sandy it was so extensive, is a good number to have is Service Master Restore. They are the experts to help homeowners and business owners be prepared for disasters. So what they can do is come in and help clean and repair homes and businesses before, during, and after a storm. Because, as you know, when you're dealing with flooding and you have wires, it could be dangerous. So you want the experts to help you.
Preparation, too, doesn't have to be recovering after. If you do something before, it could make the in-between and then the after a lot easier to deal with. Emergency kits, for example, being prepared with information, how to survive through power outages as opposed to taking cold showers or even no showers.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, talking about emergency kits, it's so important. In the New York area, so many people have very long commutes, whether they're coming into the city, you know, from New Jersey or Long Island or Westchester. We're in our cars a lot. So you want to make sure that your emergency kit is in your car and your home. So have two of them and a one-stop shop for everything you need for an emergency kit, like your flashlight, your portable battery charger, quality batteries, and a headlight. You can get that at Batteries Plus Bulbs, batteriesplus.com. You can order it online. This is really important because most of the people I interviewed in my book say that, you know, they didn't know it was going to be bad weather, and then they were caught, you know, in a snowstorm or a flood. That's really important. And you mentioned about the cold showers. Like, that's probably the least of it, right, that we have to deal with when we lose power. Unfortunately, it's so dangerous. Imagine if you have an elderly family member living at home, and they're by themselves, and the power goes out, and they can't see. It could be dangerous. They could fall. So a good thing to have is a Generac Guardian home generator because it's intuitive. It turns on automatically within seconds of the power outage. So this way, you are ready and your power is on. Another problem, of course, when we lose power is losing refrigeration. It's really always seems to happen right after you go grocery shopping. But on the more severe side, what if you have a medication that needs to be refrigerated and you lose power? So you can't control the weather, but that's a great way to keep the power back on through the Generac Guardian home generator.
Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist from Boston to Atlanta and several points in between, BonnieWeather.com, TipsOnTV.com, her book, Extreme Weather, A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods.
Yeah, Chris, I just want to mention there's also a great app that I think people should have on their phone, the American Red Cross Emergency App, sponsored by Service Master, because you can do your make a plan, disaster plan on that. It's in English and Spanish, and you can download it on redcross.org/apps. So it's a great thing to have when you're just kind of flustered in an emergency. What do I do? Press the app button, and you'll be safe.
That's absolutely. And Bonnie's book is Extreme Weather, A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods, Hurricanes, Heat Waves, Snowstorms, Tsunamis, and Other Natural Disasters. And happen to know, Bonnie, part of your stop, as I mentioned, included Boston. It was long after the blizzard of 76, but that was one of those legendary snowstorms where you talked about preparation kits and emergency kits. A lot of people got stuck on those roads in Boston, and They had their coats around their bodies, and that's all they had for a day, I think, in some cases.
Yeah, and just remember, it was in 2015, we had record snow for Boston. They were snowed in for weeks. People were telling me they couldn't move their car for a month. So, you know, it happens. It happened in the 70s. It's happening now. Extreme weather is rampant and worse. And no matter where you are, you know, and I know in New York, obviously, we get all four seasons, so we have all types of extreme weather. You want to make sure that you're prepared.
Just a basic plan, too, a family evacuation plan for a variety of emergencies. I mean, we sort of assume fire, and we have that idea, but just a simple place idea of, okay, if we get separated, here's our meeting point.
Yes, I wrote that in my book, and Extreme Weather, which is on my website, bonnieweather.com. And it's not only great to have that meeting point, but you can rehearse it with your family. I have everybody present, a family meeting, and say, this is what we would do if we had to evacuate. This is where we would meet. This is the relative or friend that lives out of town. We all have their number, and that's our point person. So that person can be the go-between. Because sometimes during a disaster, people don't know if their loved ones are safe, like if their kids are at school, mom's at work. It's good to have these plans in place and ready. September is National Preparedness Month for a reason. It's a month, typically, with the exception of hurricanes, it's a quiet month weather-wise, so we want to be prepared. The winter's not too far away, and, you know, we're just in New York, we can get it all, so we want to be prepared for every type of weather that can happen.
And preparation really isn't just always the individual. We have agencies, community organizations. They, as an entity, also have to be prepared to answer needs when the people call, everything from shelters to blankets to caring for stray pets even.
Yeah, and each chapter of my book, Extreme Weather, I cover pets and how to care for them for specific disasters and ways to get them to go to a shelter. So you want to rehearse that with your pet. If you have a dog, practice that dog getting in the cage so you can evacuate quickly, you know, because pets get scared during extreme weather events, and we want to make sure that they're well taken care for and safe as well.